Music Festival coming up on Monday. We're going to start giving away some passes so you can head up to Tempe and enjoy that show.
Cool. 746, 50 degrees and some light rain right now, though, at Fort Lowell and Oracle. We just have some standing water. Nothing actually falling out of the sky.
Nope, looking pretty clear at the moment.
It's pretty nice.
Don and John joining us in the studio with our movie night traffic light. Good morning, good guys.
How are you doing?
What's happening in the world of movies today?
Well, there's a couple of great movies coming out, one of which is Rain Over Me, which is Adam Sandler's, of course, first non-comedic performance since, Tuesday night's David Letterman show.
Ouch.
He did good.
Rain Over Me. It's a tragic story right from the very beginning. Even though it does star Adam Sandler, this is definitely not a comedy, just like John said. He lost his wife and his three kids in the 9/11 attacks.
Yeah, that's not really funny.
Yeah, not at all. It starts off right like that. Yeah, and, he's kind of checked out of life, so he's just kind of getting through the day by being in complete denial. And one day he runs into his ex-college roommate, who's played by Don Cheadle, and he finds out the guy really does not remember the past, but he has to deal with his demons. So here's a clip of Liv Tyler, who's his therapist, telling him that he needs to talk about what happened.
The fact is, you had a family, and you suffered a great loss. And until you can discuss that, and we can really talk about that, this is all just an exercise. I can be patient, Charlie, but you need to tell someone your story.
I want Liv Tyler as my therapist.
Yes, please. I'm sure you'd feel better.
I don't know how effective she is, though, actually.
That's okay.
You don't care, right?
Well, you know how serious she sounded? That's really how the whole movie is. Very serious.
Yeah, it is serious, but there's definitely a lot of very touching, very profound moments in this. And Adam Sandler, I got to say, I think he spent some of that $20 million a movie on acting classes because he's fairly convincing in this. Or, maybe he's like an eccentric, delusional guy in real life. I don't know. But
he's actually a really good actor.
He is.
Good job, yeah.
But it's pretty long. There's a couple of kind of really strange twists of the story that I didn't like. Didn't make much sense. And you feel like you're just seeing a small part of it, like a day in the life, because there's no real resolution to it. And it kind of feels like the movie could end at any time or go on for days. So.
Right. Well, he probably doesn't get his wife and kids back.
That's right.
Probably not.
So I didn't see it coming, and I was completely disappointed.
And he did a really good job acting, but the way he acts sometimes is a little too Rain Man-ish kind of sounding for me, and it is super depressing.
Yeah.
So on our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate Rain Over Me a yellow.
Okay, so kind of watch yourself.
If you know what the subject matter is and you're into that, you'll be all right.
Well, thanks, Don. We just did the screening of that movie last night. I hope you enjoyed the film anyway.
Last night
at Park Place.
It's got its moment.
Yeah. Also opening this weekend.
Yeah, the next one, of course, if the Wildcats had a decent one, we'd be watching them play this weekend.
Oh, that's
Shooter.
Right.
Yeah, the movie Shooter, Jenny, stars Mark Wahlberg.
I know.
And he's given up his career as a military sharpshooter. Well, that is until Danny Glover, who's his high-ranking government official guy, shows up on his doorstep and tells him that the President of the United States is about to be assassinated and they need his help to stop the bad guys. Well, here's a clip of Danny telling Mark about what's going on.
There's going to be an attempt on the life of the president in the next 2 weeks. Code was broken on an anonymous transmission. It was internal. We can't go to the usual agencies.
Danny sounds serious.
The government itself has been penetrated. Definitely. But this intercept claims that the shot would be taken from beyond a mile. We need you to scout. Tell us how you would do it so we can stop it.
Yeah. Huh. Well, after that, though, everything goes really wrong because everybody thinks that Mark's the one that shot the president. And, of course, he's trying to figure out who set him up and why.
This sounds like Day of the Jackal. A very similar movie. Do you know that movie? The Jackal, which was remade with Bruce Willis?
Yeah, I only know the remake. Yeah, it's a little bit different.
I was actually in that movie.
You were?
Was, yeah. The one with Bruce Willis?
Uh-huh.
That
was an extra.
Extra?
Extra. Yeah. Cool.
Very
Blake
cool.
will circle him on the big screen.
Right. Look you up in the cool. IMDb.
Was it a good movie?
Well, the story in this, I think, has a few issues. A lot of the dialogue sounded really cliche to me. Like, I'm certain some of it came right out of an episode of 24. And having been involved in a number of government conspiracies myself, New Coke, astrology, John Mayer, all me, I can tell you this one does not ring true. But Mark Wahlberg rocks, especially for a little guy. And there's four or five really. I always have to point that out because everybody thinks he's fabulous. He's like 4 feet tall.
No, he's not.
But he is fabulous.
I could be buffed if I was 4 feet tall. There's four or five really good one-liners in this. There's a lot of intense action, and there's actually a really cool ending to it, which unfortunately comes with about 10 minutes left in the film, but still.
But still, that gives the girls 10 extra minutes to watch Mark on the big screen, which is really cool. And this thing is
so
super, super action-packed. Yeah. Actually, we're going to rate on our movie night traffic like a shooter.
There's like stabs. Right. I feel like there's swords kind of like.
I'm glad I'm sitting in between you guys.
I know. No, we'll just talk. So what do you say?
Shooter's a green, Jenny. It really is. It's good, a good entertaining movie. Even with its flaws, it's really entertaining.
He's on a roll, that Marky
he
Mark.
He is. He really is.
Which is actually he hates to hear that when he was on Inside the Actor Studio. What's your favorite? What sound do you hate the most, Marky Mark? That's what he said. It was his most hatred word. Yeah, so, all right, great, you guys. Don and John with our movie night, trafficlight.com. All their details are on our website, 929themountain.com. Your television show is premiering next Saturday.
Next Saturday, the 31st of March.
Yep. On the CW. That's going to be kind of cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. It's 12:30 every Saturday afternoon. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. And we're out and about around town shooting special segments so people can be on TV with us. If they find us, stop by and be on TV.
Great. Oh, cool. Thank you both so much. Have a fantastic week. We'll have you back in next Friday. Music's coming up from The Killers and Matchbox 20 next for you if you're gone on the mountain.